Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Are they still davening? I can't hear. Which we can't hear anyway. Just wait for the announcements to be over. Let's talk a little bit about Megillas Yonah, and we'll read four Rashis from Megillas Yonah. We try to learn Rashis every Erev Shabbos. We didn't get a chance last week because of Davin Vatikin. Okay. Where is Yonah running? Why does he run, and where is he running? What's the strategy? Yonah's another. He knows that you can't escape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you look carefully, Rashi already highlights. He runs to Tarshish. Remember, Tarshish is a commercial center, a lot of ships, a lot of commerce, a lot of trading. Rashi writes, Livrach Tarshisha. Amar, Yonah says, Evrach li el hayam, I'm going to travel to the sea. She'ein ha-shechina shore b'chutz la'aretz. He knows that Hashem will follow him and know where he'll be. It's not like he's going to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just doesn't want to be in Eretz Yisrael because that's where the Shechina is. He doesn't want to face Hashem. Namely, Yonah is procrastinating. He's not fleeing. He's not saying, I'm going to run and hide, and Hashem won't be able to find me, and I'll be able to escape this mission. He's saying, I know I have a mission, but I'd rather not face the mission because it's hard, because it's challenging. I'd rather delay. One day I'll get to it. Remember, Yonah is a metaphor for every man. Yonah, the Vilna Gaon says, Yonah is the way the Jewish people are referred to, like a dove. So Yonah is sent to this world for a mission, just like Yonah was sent to Tarshish for a mission. Every single one of you is sent to this world for a mission. The problem is we know we can't escape our mission, but we forestall it. We delay it. We'll get to it at some point in our lives. Right now, I want to go somewhere else. I want to go where I don't have to worry about mission. I don't have to think about Hashem. So Yonah is running to Chutz Laaretz. He wants to find a boat to take him outside of Israel. It's on the coastline of Israel. Not because he's going to hide anywhere. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can find him and can discern him. But he's looking to walk away from Eretz Yisrael, walk away from the Shechina, so he doesn't have to face the question. He just wants to find a quiet place to live, a quiet place to be, do some commerce, and he'll get to the mission one day. One day there'll be an easier in for him. So Rashi says he runs to Chutz Laaretz. He wants to find a ship to take him to Chutz Laaretz, but he shouldn't be in front of Hashem. Now, the interesting part is that what Rashi says is already implicit in the Pesukim. If you look at the Pesuk, it doesn't say that he runs away from Hashem. Vayakam Yonah Livrach Tarshisha. It should have written Mipnei Hashem, from Hashem. The Pasuk writes, Vayakam Yonah Livrach Tarshisha Mi Lifnei Hashem. You hear that? Not Mipnei Hashem means I want to run from Akiva. I don't want you to find me. Mi Lifnei means I just don't want to stand in front of you. I know you'll know where I am, I just don't want to stand in front of you. Mi Lifnei. Anyone know the first person who ran from Lifnei Hashem, from being in the state of Lifnei Hashem? Not running from. If I run from you, I don't want you to catch me. That's Mipnei. But if I just don't want to be in front of you, I don't want to stand and have that contact, Vayona, who ran from Lifnei Hashem? Vayetze Kayin, Mi Lifnei Hashem. Remember, Lifnei Hashem is the phrase, we're supposed to be Lifnei Hashem, Vayakam Kayin, Vayetze Kayin, Lifnei Hashem. So Yonah's running, Mi Lifnei Hashem, and a little bit later, when the sailors realize what has happened, they realize, Yadu HaNashim Ki Mi Lifnei Hashem Ubarach. So Yonah isn't a fool. Yonah knows he can't hide from Hashem. He knows he has to get to this task at some point. He doesn't want to do it now. He wants to procrastinate. We all procrastinate. What are the goals you have religiously in life that you just don't want to get to till later in life? Right now I'm young. Right now I want to sell my oats. Right now I want to do this. But one day I'll get to it. One day I'll finish Shas. One day I'll be a big Talmid Chacham. One day I'll be a big Tzaddik. So Yonah's procrastinating. And to help that procrastination, he doesn't want to face Hashem. Because if he faces Hashem, then he'll feel more compelled. So he wants to find a ship to take him to Chutz Laaretz. Okay, why does he do this? So the way I just presented it, he's procrastinating because of personal fear and personal apprehension. You don't want to get to certain tasks that you know are difficult. But Rashi says there's a second reason he procrastinates, because he loves the Jews so much. Because he lived in the middle of the first base of Mikdash, and it was a very difficult era, and there were 55 Nevi'im that Hashem sent to warn the Jewish people. 55 Nevi'im. And not one single Navi was completely successful in convincing Am Yisrael for tshuva. And now there's one Navi that Hashem sends to Nineveh, and they all do tshuva. That's not going to look good for the Jewish people. not going to look good. It says that 55 Nevi'im, you stood in Har Sinai, you had a base of Mikdash, you had Nisim in the flows, and you didn't do tshuva. And the big town of Nineveh, one person succeeds in their tshuva. Yonah was willing to take one for the team. Yonah was willing to fall on the sword to preserve Am Yisrael. It was a wrong decision, but the basic logic makes sense. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself and your needs, not to disobey Hashem, obviously, but are you willing to sacrifice your own needs in order to protect Am Yisrael, to preserve Am Yisrael, right? Just in this building, there are people who are now going to spend Yom Kippur in the army. They're not going to have the Yom Kippur davening over there. They have to protect Am Yisrael. What in your life will you choose that is detrimental to your own interests, but will serve the larger interests of the Jewish people? That's one of the stories of Yonah. Again, Yonah made the wrong decision because there's something called Hashem's command. You don't have the right to make your own calculus. But without Hashem's command, in terms of your own life, you should be making some of that calculus. That's number one. Number two. Number one, he doesn't want to stand in front of Hashem, be lifnei Hashem. Number two, his reasoning is that he wants to protect and preserve Am Yisrael's dignity. Now, very interesting phrase. Anyone know what personification is? When inanimate objects in poetry are given animate thought. Ships don't think, ships don't speak. The only ship that thinks and speaks is the ship of Yonah. Because there's a raging tempest and there's a raging gale storm at sea. And the ship was thinking about breaking. Doesn't mean that the ship was thinking, should I break, should I not break? Let me think about this a little bit. Let me get back to you. It was teetering on the brink of breaking apart, and the way that Megillah describes it, the way Tanakh describes it, is the ship was thinking about breaking. Why is there a personification of the ship that it's thinking? What's the purpose of this? Rashi says, don't think the ship is thinking, the ship looks like it's about to break. When you look like you're about to do something, you're thinking, you're deliberating. So the ship was teetering on the edge. It looked to the bystander as if it were thinking. Why personification? Because the ship was thinking. Who wasn't thinking? Yonah was sleeping. Sometimes when we really want to avoid something, we go to sleep. And even if we don't go to sleep, actually, we just stop thinking. We just numb our minds. I'd rather not think about it. I talked to some of the boys last week about entertainment, the opiate. You don't have to think about anything. You just walk away and drug yourself and escape. So one of the escapes that we all pay for ourselves is just don't want to think about things. Either we go to sleep, actually, people sometimes spend excess time sleeping just to escape life's challenges. But even if we're not sleeping, as Yonah is now, we're certainly not thinking properly. We just try to avoid thinking. So a great recipe in life for growth is don't avoid thinking. You may tell yourself, this is important, I just don't have the courage for it right now, I can't do it, it's beyond me. But once you start putting your mind to sleep and your conscience to rest, and you don't think about things like Yonah's running away, doesn't want to think about his terrible, terrible folly. So the ship, even the ship is thinking. Yonah's not thinking, even the ship is thinking. Okay? So number one, Yonah wasn't fleeing Hashem's view. He just didn't want to face the heat, as we say, face the music. He's running from lifnei Hashem, looking to go to Chutz Laaretz. Number two, he's trying to protect Am Yisrael, not to show them up with the tshuva of Nineveh. Number three, he was not thinking, he was going to sleep. And one final statement, which I hope will help everyone on Tisha B'Av. When Nineveh finally hears about the tshuva, so they conduct a mass tshuva, and they all put on sackcloths, and they all fast. It's not clear how sincere that tshuva is, but there is one word that makes it sound like it's a little bit manipulative. The word is found in Pasuk Ches. They put on sackcloth, the animals, the people, they call to Hashem Bechazka, Baikru Elokim Bechazka. So we would think they're screaming, they're crying, they're passionate. But the word chaska sounds aggressive. It sounds like you're being forceful, not that you're crying with a lot of intensity. So what does Rashi say? They were bargaining with Hashem. They took all the pregnant women and they put them in one room. And they took all the servant women and they put them in the other room. And I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your call. If you have pity on the pregnant women, you don't kill their babies, you don't kill human beings, we'll be kind to the slaves. But if you're not compassionate towards the pregnant women, or not just the pregnant women, but all the babies that were born from pregnant women, everyone in Nineveh, then we're going to start to abuse the slaves. This is Rashi. You can't believe you're saying this. You never heard this Rashi, right? They were bargaining. They were blackmailing Hashem. They were saying, they were Asra Moslevah, they put the servants in one room, the Haladas, Havladas Levad, and the pregnant women or the children, the babies in the other room. I'm in front of Rabbanu Shalom. If you don't have pity on us, maybe sounds a little different. He said, we're not just going to abuse the slaves, we'll abuse the little baby. Sounds like they were putting, not this one versus one, but here are two vulnerable people that we can persecute, little babies and servant women. If you have rachmanus on us, we'll have rachmanus on them. That's tshuva. Blackmailing Hashem. Extracting Hashem. Sounds like it's in Brooklyn. You know, you try to extract money from people. That's what happened in Brooklyn. A lot of mafia. This is tshuva. The answer is, as I've said before, tshuva has many layers to it, and you want to reach the highest level of tshuva you can. But even if you reach this very, very low level, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you treat me is the way I'll treat other people. That's a form of tshuva. Now, there's another way to say that, which is superior. Hashem, I'll try to be a better person. I'll try to treat other people with patience, and I'll try not to get angry, and I'll try to be sensitive, and I'll try to be merciful. And in that schus of my becoming a better person, please have rachmanis on me. That's a very different way, the way people in Nineveh said it. Even that level, your tshuva with Hashem should be unconditional. Hashem, it's not about what I'm going to do to deserve it. I don't deserve it, but I just want to be with you, and please have rachmanis on me. But even if you get to the position of Nineveh, where you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm putting a gun to your head. I'm down here, you're up in Shemayim, which is silly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have prevented him from abusing the slaves. But I have potential, say it a little bit different from Nineveh. I have potential, if you give me life, I'll be better. I'll be a better Oved Hashem. I'm going to work harder. Even if you don't feel remorse, there's no remorse here. Remorse is, I feel really mortified, really sad about the past. This is more about the future. So I don't feel any remorse, but next year I'll be a better person, and if you treat me properly, I'll treat other people in this world properly. It's silly, it's infantile, it's juvenile tshuva, but there are many, many, many levels of tshuva, and even their tshuva was accepted. So four ideas. He runs from Lifnei Hashem, he's protecting Am Yisrael, he stopped thinking, and the people of Nineveh were bargaining. Don't be afraid to bargain with Hashem. You should be trapped, hopefully more than that, but don't be afraid to bargain with Hashem. Gemara Chasimah Tov, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.